nappyafro.com.
Who that is in my room? 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 Who that is in my room?
Man, who that is?
Up down my roof. I see that fat nigga coming down my chimney, then a whole family finna shoot. I give him ho 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 like a slogan, a red dot on him. Now picture him rolling. A bitch should've known this. Brother thought he could just come on his bit, but the brother fucked up. Now he folding. When it's Christmas Eve and Santa coming down your chimney, I kill a man of reindeer, cause they some fucking bitches.
What up, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day. Ah, man, I'm coming to you live, Christmas Day 2016. Merry Christmas to all you motherfuckers. I wasn't going to do a Frocast this week, but, you know, I ended up with some free time on my hands. So I said, why not, you know what I'm saying, pull a page out of Dr. Brace's book, how he does his Off the Grid podcast, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dr. Brace and everybody over there, Dr. Brace of Network, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm going to pull a page out of his book. I'm going to kind of go off the grid if I can borrow his term today. And, you know, just be King Germ sitting around here talking to y'all, bullshitting around with y'all on this fucking Christmas Day. I'm home alone, like fucking Macaulay Culkin and shit. Due to circumstances, I got to go work for the white man tomorrow. And, you know, my wife going out of town. So, you know, she went, you know, home, you know, back to Georgia on my nigga. So I'm back home chilling, just me and the dog alone, sad as fuck, you know what I'm saying? This is not a good day, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just, you know, I realize how washed I am if I can just, you know, use a term from Beezy that he uses to describe me all the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you hear the phone going off, people just, you know, sending me little messages trying to pep me up, but it doesn't work. So I'm just going to talk to y'all. But anyway, so I realized how washed I was when I started missing my family, just really, real sad around on the holidays, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it is what it is, y'all. Any fucking way, man. You know, Christmas is here, you know what I'm saying? People out here spending money, getting a lot of gifts, buying their kids every fucking thing under the sun. Myself, you know what I'm saying? Got my little son. Of course, y'all know he got the Space Jams. He got him a new iPhone. Clothes, headphones. Not no Beats by Dre or nothing like that. Just some fucking headphones. My kids don't give a fuck about. They gonna break this shit anyway, so they don't give a fuck. Daughter got clothes and all kind of girly shit, and you know, she thinks she's a fucking nail tech now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I tell her ain't no money in fucking nails unless she owned the fucking salon. So maybe she might be on to something, man. So, you know, I'm not gonna curb her dream this fast, but if the schoolwork starts slipping because she want to do nails, then we're gonna have to have a talk. But yeah, she got a bunch of shit. You know, I don't, you know, King Jeremy ain't getting nothing. I won't require nothing, man. I'm a grown up man. As long as the babies have a nice one, you know, so that's all good with me. So, you know, everything was good on that front. You know what I'm saying? Gave my wife $1 million, hopefully. You know, bought a lottery ticket for Christmas. So hopefully that pans out and she wins some money. Then, you know, the gift gets better. But if she don't win, then the gift really sucks. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a catch-22 gift. You know what I mean? So, hey, who knows? But other than that, man, everything's good, man. Beezy spent a lot of money on his kids. He spent time with his family. Sawright, I don't know. I haven't touched bases with him. Sawright been kind of under the radar. Hopefully this will bring him out of his hole. You know what I'm saying? You know, who knows? Sawright, man, he's just, you know, it's that time of year, man. People need rice. You know, get it there for the holidays. So he might be busy, man. Who knows? GQ Blue, man, just saw him taking off on a jet. He's in Miami right now. He's on his way to Dominican Republic, Aruba, and all these fucking places. GQ Blue, you think you slick, nigga. I know you going to Dominican Republic to buy pussy, man. That's the only reason why niggas go to the Dominican Republic. Women go there to get their fucking waist snatched and their ass shots, but nigga go there to buy pussy. So, GQ Blue, yeah, you think you slick. I know you can buy some pussy out there in the DR. Just let us know how it went. For real, straight up. I know that's what you're going there to do. But other than that, really ain't too much going on the personal side, man. Football season over, so you know that shit ain't what it is. But you know, got football going on today. We had a lot of games yesterday. We had about 11 games on yesterday. Got about two on today. A lot of NBA matchups. Kind of glad the NFL kind of... I'm glad Christmas fell on a Sunday, so the NFL was like, nah, NBA, you're not going to get this day. You know what I'm saying? We still going to get some games. So, you know, I'm not watching any of the NBA games. Don't care who's playing. Don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to tell you anything about what happened on the NBA today because I'm not watching. 4 o'clock, got a game. Come on. Hopefully this will be done by that. Yeah, the Snapchat is jumping. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Follow me on Snapchat at NapFroGang. That's NapFroGang. All one word. Follow, follow, follow. Also, man, congratulations to the Nappy Afro Instagram page, man. Finally went over 10,000. 10K, man. So be easy, man. He took over the account like last year. And just started flooding it with what niggas like, ass and titties. And now it went from 300 to 10K. Shout out to the Nappy Afro Instagram, 10,000. You made it, nigga. I don't know what 10K gets you, but you ain't buy no followers like some of these fuck niggas out here. You did it the right way. Hold on, this is Rock Jones, man, live on the Frocast. Rock Jones, man, what's going on, man? You live on the Frocast, man. What's good, man? Oh, you just woke up, my nigga. I was calling you to see if I could get it. Can I eat with you today, bro? No homo.
Nigga,
bro,
man, we're been running all damn morning, bitch. Oh. Christmas fucking
morning. Damn, man.
Yeah, bro, I was saying, bro, I called in to hit the full cash, man. I'll tell
you what you're talking. All right, man. Well, shit, man. I'll holler back at you, bro. All
right, that's what I'm
Yeah. Rock Jones, everybody. That was Rock Jones. But yeah, man, yeah, that's the day, you know, I just decided to do this little thing, man. I hope it amounts to something. I am going to try to talk about some things on the show, man. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit y'all and just make y'all listen to me for 20 minutes ramble on. But some things going on in the world, man, I want to touch on, man. This China and Rob Kardashian deal, man, like, this whole situation is fucked up to me. Like, I when the name Kardashian is associated with it, you can't really, you know, take it seriously because it's Kardashians. And so this whole China and Rob shit, man, I'm not buying a second of it. I'm pretty sure they're gonna get back together. I'm sure this has something to do with the TV show, but for all y'all didn't know, like, Rob comes home and the house is empty. China then left. Took the baby, took the tree, the Christmas tree, the presents from up under the tree, and, you know, all this crazy shit. So, you know, I saw that shit, and, you know, it was just, you know, I don't know. Black China and Rob, man, you know, I don't really care. But, you know, I have to talk about it. I'm contractually obligated to talk about it since I do have a comedy podcast. And if I want to get my check, I have to talk about certain things to be easy, puts on the agenda. So that was me filling in my China Rob quote. My quota. I don't know how y'all feel about it. The whole China Rob situation just smells Kardashian to me. So I smell Kardashian, so I'm assuming that it's all a hoax and it's all for the ratings. Similar to what's going on with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and their divorce, and now they're going to counseling and they're going to give it another try. And it's all drawn out, man. It's all for the ratings, man. It's all for the ratings. So, you know, congratulations to Kardashians. Y'all keep doing something to keep y'all name out there. Like, it's like y'all can't go 2 months without being mentioned in the news cycle. Like, y'all, that's just, y'all can't do it. You know, something about it, y'all don't, you know, it's weird to y'all that y'all not being mentioned in the news. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? All press is good press to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all rich. You know what I'm saying? You're popular. You know what I'm saying? You just can't fade into obscurity, man, and just be rich. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with that? You don't have to be popular because you don't, you know, but fame is a hell of a drug, I hear. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as we get on, man, I'm gonna change up on a lot of y'all niggas, just so you know. My phone number gonna change. My phone number been the same since 2000 fucking 3, 4, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna change when a nigga get on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? In my Cardi B voice. But anyway. Oh, some more shit to happen, man. Fucking, I know this is weird, but we was probably supposed to talk about this on the Frocast. But it seemed like it was a long time ago, but it was just like last week. Angela Yee and Gucci Mane. So apparently Gucci Mane was on The Breakfast Club. And he said that Angela Yee tried to holler at him. And she was like, no, she didn't. She put that on her dead son. She didn't. And Gucci Mane gave her that look that everybody's seen. You know, it was the meme. It's already in the meme running of 2016. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, you know, we might try to do something. We might, I don't know, man. You know, but yeah, Gucci Mane made that face. And let's be honest, man. Gucci Mane ain't lying, bro. Angela Yee tried to holler at him, bro. Angela Yee, we have video of you pissing in the streets. Like, you get fucked up, drunk, and you do crazy shit. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's not out of the realm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, people trying to say, oh, that's what's being a woman journalist. People accuse. No, it's not. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's just motherfucking, let's be real, man. Angela Yee, you probably pulled up. You pulled up from 30 and tried to holler at Guwap. You wanted a piece. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, whatever happened. And now he called you out on it, you know what I'm saying? You want to make it seem like he's not my type. Whatever, Angela, stop. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's goo-wop. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And then you put it all on your unborn son, unborn child and all that. Angela, you're like 45. I'm pretty sure you're not going to have no kids. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the queen. You know what I'm saying? Angela Yee. You know? But yeah, man, that whole situation was weird. If you ask me who's lying, I'm going to say Yee lying. You know what I'm saying? I believe Gucci. Because, you know what I'm saying? Why would he lie about that? He didn't say he smashed. He said, you tried to holler. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. So, own up to it. Angela, in America, we love, you know, just own up to it. People can't slut shame you if you own up to it. If you deny it, then that's when the shaming comes in. You know what I'm saying? We ain't about that shaming no more. It's about to be 2017. So, let's stop it, man. Speaking of 2017... this is going to be a pivotal year in my life. You know, King Germ, I want to get from under the man's hand, man. I want to start my own business. I want to step out there, like, on faith, like Saul Wright, and, you know, start my own business and do my own thing, man. So 2017, man, I'm really trying to get myself together and be my own, you know what I'm saying, write my own path. So, you know what I'm saying, bear with me in 2017 if the jokes ain't flying like they used to, because I'm going to be a little more focused. And maybe that focus brings better humor. You know, who knows, man? I don't know. But yeah, man, that's just my little, you know, new year, new me speech, you know what I'm saying? You know, that you're about to see flood your fucking timelines. And people, Facebook shit, yeah, it's Merry Christmas, M-E-R-R-Y, not M-A-R-R-Y. I see a lot of Merry Christmases today. That shit pissed me off. A lot of niggas fixing plates. I seen one person made some devil eggs. They ain't put no paprika on the devil eggs. And the potato salad look real weird. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, all food don't look good, man. You ain't got to put your grandmama plate up there, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, yeah, like niggas say, man, you might love your grandma food, but you might take a picture and I might think it look nasty and I'm going to shit on your grandma food. And your grandma might, you know what I'm saying? But just don't take pictures of it. Yeah, so yeah, stop taking pictures of your grandma food and we won't clown you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, and see, anything else I want to talk about today? Man, this was a short show, a little quick hitter, you know what I'm saying? Something just to get y'all by, man. Since this is going to probably be the last show of the year, unless, here go Queen Germ, she calling to say she's sorry. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Okay. You're almost there.
Yep.
Everything going all right?
Yeah. What you got going on?
Oh, nothing. Just recording a Frocast by myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you go ahead. I was just calling to let you know I'm progress.
All right, babe.
All right.
Call me when you get inbounds. All right.
Later.
Peace. Queen Germ, everybody. So, yeah. Man. It's going to be a short show. Might get busy, throw some music on here. I don't know. But, yeah, this might be the last show of the year unless we can get some pop off. But I know in 2017 we got some good things coming. We're going to get Pepe J on the show. We're going to get some more interviews going on. We got one in the works with a sexpert, which might be interesting. You know, got to just check on that. But other than that, man, you know, if this is the last show of the year, I just want to let y'all people know that we enjoy the feedback from you guys, the guys that let us know that y'all listening, the reason why we make a show every week, because without y'all, we probably wouldn't even do it, because we don't know our exact numbers of what's going down. So, you know, it's interesting that we do get feedback from a few of y'all. We appreciate y'all. We, you know, we do this for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I enjoy it. I love talking Saul Wright every week. That's my dog. I've known Saul Wright for a decade. Never met the guy one time. Never met Saul Wright, but I consider that my brother. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I enjoy doing that with him every week. Fucking around with B-Eazy. That's my other brother. GQ Blue, that's my little brother. Enjoy them niggas, man. Everybody that's affiliated with the site, appreciate y'all, man, for doing what y'all do. I don't know what else we don't know what that thing we're missing to get us over the edge, but shit, y'all niggas welcome to goddamn give some insight, because fuck it, you know, that's how it is. But other than that, man, we thank every one of y'all that come to the site, check us out, whether you coming for the booty, the reviews, the podcast, anything, whatever you come to the site for, we appreciate you guys, man. We're going on 10 years of being on the fucking web. It might not mean nothing to some people, but it means something to us, because this shit started as just like I don't know what it started as, but it then ballooned into something else. And you know what I'm saying? I love every minute of it, man. You know, no matter what, you know, every year we say we're going to stop doing it, but every year we keep coming back. And you know what I'm saying? It's something to keep us going. So, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we keep it going for another year, because, you know, I enjoy, because I don't know, you know, what I would like going to wear without Nappy Afro. I don't know what I'd do. You know what I'm saying? Be honest with you. So maybe I need to start taking more time for Nappy Afro and quit treating it like a little fucking, you know what I'm saying, a little kid nobody wants now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, anyway, I'm not going to bore y'all no more, man. It's been about, 16 minutes of me just rambling on about bullshit. You know, this your boy King Germ, man, doing what I do. Keeping 100 this week, man. I do got to keep it 100, man. People, man, we got a problem going on in every city in America, and it's becoming a big, big, big problem. And what it is it's the youth. The youth, we sit here, we chastise youth, we always talk bad about them, but the problem is we're not interacting with the youth. Grown men, if you over 35, man, you need to get out there and do something with the youth, man, because they walking around here, they just run, raising themselves, they just running wild because nobody has taught them. And so if you was 35 or older, somebody sat around, took time with you, interacted with you, and got you to where you are. So you need to do the same to these young niggas. And maybe we have some problems stopping on these streets, because right now we got a fucking problem. Niggas, young kids don't know. They don't know the rules to life. They don't know the rules to the dope game. They don't know. They just don't know. Like, everything has a code, man. These young niggas don't know the code. And it's our duty as OGs, whatever you want to call us, old heads, it's our duty to start teaching these young niggas. So take time out. Start interacting with the youth, the kids of your neighborhood. Interact with them. See what's going on with them. I ain't telling you to goddamn take them in, but damn, you know, listen to the motherfuckers. Talk to them. Speak to them every day. Let them know, like, you know, say, hey, how you doing? Speak. You know what I'm saying? That shit, it might go a long way. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got to interact with them, man. That's the only way we're going to fix this problem, because right now, nobody's saying nothing to them. We treat them like, oh, if it ain't in my neighborhood, I ain't worried about it. No, it's everybody's problem, because your kids go to school with these kids. These kids might end up breaking in your house one day. So you need to interact with them. You know what I'm saying? I do my part outside of the football. Football is one part of it. But in life, man, I'm always fucking with the youth. No homo. You know, kids be like, Mr. Germ. You know, I teach them that stuff. So that's what we got to do, man. If we ain't just doing it for us, we doing it for all of, for everybody. So if you got a little young kids in your neighborhood, man, look out for them. Talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Teach them some skills. You know, one day you see a kid ain't doing nothing, you doing yard work or something, ask that kid, like, yo, you want to come help me? Teach him a skill. Like, that shit right there might change him. He might, like, yo, I can cut grass and make some money instead of going and robbing, busting somebody's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. That little kid is never just hanging around doing nothing. You fixing your car all the time, or get them to wash your car. Show them how, you know, little things like that. Start doing something with these kids. That's the only way. Ignoring them is not going to make them get no better. Saying it's a problem, chastising them is not going to make it get no better. So just get off your ass, man. Do something about it, man. Y'all want niggas to get out and vote? This some shit you could do that can really affect your community. Fuck voting. Go out here and fuck with these little kids, man. Not like that. Fuck with them, mean. Interact with them, all right? Teach them some shit. We got some great niggas that's 35 and older and or 40, 45 and younger. We got some excellent individuals that can be doing things, but instead y'all niggas, y'all just ignore the youth. And now they out here, now they a problem. Do something about it, man. Do something about it. Shit. We won't have these shootings and shit like this all the time if niggas come to like niggas don't know. Like, man, it's wild out here in these streets. But yeah, man, that was my keeping 100, man. Winners and losers. Do I have a winner this week? The winner is all these retailers. They made hella buku bucks. The economy should be jumping right about now because these retailers made some money over Christmas. People out here spending it, boy. Like, people out here, goddamn. Like, I wonder what bills you didn't pay this month to pay for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Like, what bill? Who ain't get paid? Who bill got pushed back? Which one? I know you certain bills you got to pay. Some of them you can slide on. So if your cable get turned off after Christmas, we know why. If your lights get turned off after Christmas, we know why. If that little motherfucking note on your door, that damn rent man and gave you a 7-day little notice, we know what happened. So, you know, shout out to all the retailers getting all these people money. My losers this week, man, it's got to be me. I got to be the biggest loser, man. The family man is not with his family on the family day of the year. Criminals, I'm at home alone, me and my dog Princess, man. I hope this is not an omen of things to come in my life, because this would be a sad ending. Just know this episode of Frocast is brought to you by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. I'm staring at this bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire right now, but I might not jump on it because, you know, what's worse than being drunk and alone? Sad. But anyway, it's King Jerm, man. Shout outs this week, man. Shout out to Be Easy, man, my brother, man. Shout out to Sawright, my other brother, my big brother. Shout out to GQ Blue, the little brother, man. Shout out to Short T. Shout out to fucking Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch, Peppy J, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, RT3. Shout out to MJ Money9S. Shout out to Stax. Shout out to Kyra. Shout out to Baby Yoda. Shout out to anybody else that listens to the Frocast, man. Anywhere. If I didn't name you, I'm sorry. But yeah, man, you know what it is, man. It's your boy King Jerm signing off, man. Holler at you next year. If I don't holler at you no more, man. Love you. Peace and blessings. Stay safe. All that good stuff. You know all the memes, man. Holler at your boy, man. It's King Jerm. I'm out. Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. NappyAfro.com